The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Forkside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, as we have high school girls basketball tonight between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the St. Henry Lady Redskins. In the reserve game, they only played two quarters, and there wasn't much scoring as Fort Recovery won the game 10-7 over St. Henry. Fort Recovery was led by Kenzie Garkey, who had five on 2 2-point goals and a free throw. Mara Pearson had 3 points, and Sage Luthold had two, and that was it. But it was enough as Fort Recovery beat St. Henry 10-7 in the junior varsity game here this evening. We'll be back with the start of this game coming up right after we pause for this. Fort Recovery, St. Henry on the way.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Now Paige Fortkamp controls the tap, and we're underway here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Fort Recovery and St. Henry tonight in a conference game. Inside to Hope Wendell, and she scores. Give Kiki Wendell the assist. And the Lady Indians are on top here, and there's a five-second call on St. Henry. 5 seconds without getting the ball in. So that'll give the ball back to Fort Recovery on the turnover. Kiara Wendell will toss it in to Allie Vaughn. Puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Getting the board there was Rosa Stuckey. And St. Henry with the ball. Passing it around the perimeter. On the right side it goes to Jalen Everman. Everman dribbles. Now feeds it over to Clara Wendell. Now on the left wing to Miranda Seifering. Back out top it goes to Maya Antrop, who's only a sophomore and 5'11", a tall young lady. Right side to Maya Antrop, looking for a teammate. Goes in the corner to Jalen Everman, now inside, and it's out of bounds and off the body of St. Henry's Rosa Stuckey, who fell down, and Fort Recovery gets the basketball. Last touch by the Lady Redskins. Fort Recovery leads 2-0 here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget the Calp Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week, Monday through Thursday until 7, Friday until 6. A drive to the hole, and Kiara Wendell puts it up and in, and Kiki gets a basket to make it 4-0. St. Henry with the ball. Fort Recovery is pressing full court. Having lots of problems. St. Henry may not get it across, and they call timeout. Kyle Menchoffer, the coach of St. Henry, calls time. We have time on the court with the score of Fort Recovery leading 4-0 with 6:31 to go here in the first quarter of play. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, we have a 4-0 score. Fort Recovery with the lead here over St. Henry in the early going. Left side for the Lady Redskins. Here's a corner shot up and no good by Miranda Seifering. Ball bounds off to the opposite side and goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Indians. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Bannon would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, whose staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. On Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, Dr. Tom Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter, Lady Indians on top, 4-0. St. Henry with the ball. Here's Ontrop firing from the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Seifering, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Indians, so St. Henry will have it out of bounds. Here is Claire Wendell tossing the ball in. Claire looks for a teammate, goes to Miranda Seifering, back to Claire Wendell. Into Ontrop, back outside, three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn on the missed shot by Jalen Everman. Left side, Paige Fortkamp, open, missing. Rebound chased down by Paige Fortkamp. Paige dribbles over on the right side, back to Kiki Wendell, top of the key. Left wing to Allie Vaughn. Allie goes back out top, Brenna Homan. Right side to Hope Wendell, now on the wing to Paige Fortkamp. Into Kiki Wendell, who was cutting across the lane, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the free throw line with two shots. 5:22 left to go in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, if you need handicapped medical equipment, depend on your friends at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They have their handicapped medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park just down the road here on State Route 49. If you need handicapped medical equipment, they have it. And Kiki Wendell hits both free throws to give her 4 points on the night. And the Lady Indians lead 6-0 over St. Henry. St. Henry comes in with a 2-10 record. Fort Recovery 11-4. So Lady Indians a big favorite in this ball game. Right side it goes to Jalen Everman. Back around the horn on the left. There's Seifering with the ball. That's Miranda Seifering. Has the ball tipped by Paige Fortkamp, and getting it back was Jalen Everman. Everman will hand off to Maya Ontrop. Now at the free throw line it goes to Rosa Stuckey. Right side over there to Jalen Everman. Everman dribbling the ball. Passes over to Wendell. Claire Wendell will pass on the left to Ontrop. Ontrop tries to feed inside. Stolen by Allie Vaughn. Comes down and misses the layup. Maybe Ontrop might have got a piece of that coming from behind, and St. Henry gets the rebound. Lady Redskins with the ball, and it's loose and picked up by Brenna Homan. As losing the dribble was Claire Wendell. Right side, back outside. Brenna Homan on the right wing to Paige Fortkamp. Dribbles in, lost the ball, and a foul's going to be called on the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. Ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist to set that program up for you. It's a great, great program. Paige Fortkamp at the line. It's up and good. That is Paige's first point of the evening. A little early start tonight because they only played two quarters in the B game, in the reserve game. Or the JV game. And again, Fort Recovery won that 10-7. One more free throw for Paige Fortkamp. Puts it up, and it's good again. 4 out of 4 at the line so far for the Lady Indians. Can't ask for any more than that. And the score is now 8-0 Fort Recovery on top over St. Henry. They're going to call Paige Fortkamp with a foul. As they say, she fouls Lauren Beike, who just came in the game a moment ago off the bench. Maya Ontrop will toss it in here. Again, Maya's only a sophomore. Gets the ball back. Back over to Claire Wendell. She traveled. Claire Wendell called for traveling. She's a junior on this team. They only have 3 seniors. Miranda Seifering, Elena Ehlers, and also Clara Putoff are all seniors on this ball club. Right side to Brenna Homan. Back out it goes to Allie Vaughn. Down the lane. Feeds on the left. There's Kiki Wendell open and missing. Rebound comes to Brenna Homan on the far side. Around the horn it goes. Here's Allie Vaughn driving in. Lays it up and got it. Allie Vaughn. And timeout's called by St. Henry as Fort Recovery has jumped out to a 10-0 lead over the Fort Recovery, over the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Fort Recovery 10, St. Henry nothing. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Now, so far, Lady Indians pretty well dominating here with a lead of 10 to nothing. Welcome to those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Owen Moorman at the studios. Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station tonight at WPGW. St. Henry turns it over. Here's Fort Recovery with the ball right side to Brenna Holman. Lobs it in to Grace Guggenbiller. Pops the shot and no good. Rebound back up and in by Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp gets a rebound and it's 12 to nothing. Lady Indians on top. Fort Recovery pressing. Stolen by Allie Vaughn. Over now to Paige Fortkamp. On the left side, there's Kiki Wendell. She tries to pass to Grace Guggenbiller. Popped loose. Picked up by Brenna Holman on the right. Around to Kiki Wendell, top of the key, now between the circles, backs it up. Kiara will pass on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Around the horn it goes. There's Brenna Holman with it. Back on the left, Paige Fortkamp. Out top to Allie Vaughn, drives in, feeds to Fortkamp, fires a three, no good, air ball. Rebound, Kiki, good. Kiki Wendell gets the garbage basket, picks up the loose ball and scores. It's 14 to nothing. In St. Henry throwing long down the court to beat the press. They get it done and score. Worked for them that time, and scoring on the play was Claire Wendell. She caught the football pass and laid it in. There's a foul called on St. Henry on Lauren Beike. Number one on Lauren. It'll be out of bounds. That's the third foul on the team. 2:22 remaining in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Your friendly Health Mart, locally owned Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Right side to Mara Pearson, who's in the game. Back outside to Kiki Wendell. Kiara will pass on the left side to Brenna Holman. Zone defense here for St. Henry. Allie Vaughn goes baseline, passes on the far side to Mara Pearson, who dumps it off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will drive in the lane and pop the shot from about 10 feet away, and that gives her 8 points on the night. Another long pass to St. Henry, and the shot looked like it was partially blocked, and it's going to be a foul on Fort Recovery on Mara Pearson. Number one on Mara. Second foul on the team. St. Henry will toss it in here. Claire Wendell will put it into play. Looks for a teammate. Goes to Maya Ontrop on the left. Dropped the ball. Goes on the floor to get it. Maybe a jump ball. Nope. The official didn't call it. He let it go. St. Henry ends up with the ball. Claire Wendell down the right of the lane. Passing back outside on the wing. Back to Claire. Has the ball tipped away. And there's a jump ball. Grace Guggenbiller and St. Henry's Rosa Stuckey goes to St. Henry on the alternating possession. Calp Pharmacy first quarter, 1:33 left to go. Calp Pharmacy celebrating their 40th anniversary. There's traveling, but no call. Official was too close to the play. Claire Wendell on the right, back outside. Here's a three-point shot, good. Jalen Everman, a freshman, hits the three-point basket to make it 16-5. Lady Indians up by 11. Grace Guggenbiller gets it down on the baseline. Back outside it goes as Guggenbiller was double-teamed there. Now back into Guggenbiller again. Back out to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Kiki Wendell. She fell down, gives it to Brenna Holman, and misses the shot. Rebound Paige Fortkamp, I should say. Mara Pearson has it, and she threw it away. Tried to hit Grace Guggenbiller and didn't have a really good grip on the ball and threw it away. And picking it up there was Rosa Stuckey for St. Henry. Maya Ontrop will pass on the right side to Jalen Everman. Back out top to Claire Wendell. Claire will go to the free throw line, basically, to Rosa Stuckey. We got a foul called on Grace Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will take a rest as Allie Vaughn will come in with just 35 seconds left to go here in the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery again leading 16-5. As comes in to Miranda Seifering. Being guarded by Allie Vaughn. Ball's loose. A mad scramble for it. Who's going to touch it last? They say Fort Recovery touched it last. So Claire Wendell will toss it in here. She's going to put it in play to Jalen Everman. Fort Recovery not pressing this time. Miranda Seifering back out top to Claire Wendell. On the left side it goes down in the corner. Shots fired up and missed by Jalen Everman. Rebound Fort Recovery. Here's Allie Vaughn, right side to Paige Fortkamp. Sets on a three, does not go in and out. Rebound, Claire Wendell of St. Henry. Down to 8 seconds. There's Claire Wendell firing a three, top of the key, way off the mark. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp, and she does not have time to get the shot off, and the first quarter comes to an end. 16-5, Lady Indians on top over the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
I'm getting my turkey sliders ready for my Super Bowl party.
Mind if I try one of your turkey sliders?
Go ahead.
This turkey slider is delicious. What's all on it?
Cooper Farms turkey meat, of course, a slice of cheese, and Dijon mustard.
Well, Mark, I'll see you later. I gotta run to Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery to get myself some Cooper Farms turkey and other ingredients to make turkey sliders. Enjoy the big game.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Fort Recovery Pep Band here tonight, directed by Reed Knuth. Very nice job they do. And we're underway here in the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Allie Vaughn just drove the lane up and no good. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Claire Wendell with the ball across the timeline, passing on the right side to Jalen Everman. Back on the left wing and out through the hands of Claire Wendell, and Fort Recovery will have the ball. Also welcoming you to the broadcast who are listening on the pay-per-view system. Nice to have you listening in tonight and watching in tonight as well. I'm Rob Weaver here with WPGW Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Outside, Allie Vaughn with it. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will dribble the ball. Feeds to Mara Pearson. Back right side to Kiera. Kiera dribbling. And is fouled on the play by Lauren Beike. A reminder that the radio is not doing either of the boys' games this weekend. You can hear both games on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow night at St. Henry, and Saturday at Fort Loramie. So we will not be broadcasting either of those games this weekend. Ouch. Ball got loose, and Mara Pearson went for it, and they say she landed on the sideline, so it'll be given to St. Henry. We We tried to do the St. Henry game, but they would only let WCSM in and not anybody else. So we were kind of disappointed about that, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Ball's thrown away by St. Henry. Kiki Wendell inside to Allie Vaughn. It's up and good. 18-5 the score now. And here's the ball tipped, and Mara Pearson got it, and now she threw it away. She tried to hit Allie Vaughn and intercepted by St. Henry. Maya Ontrop to Miranda Seifring over on the right side, down in low. There's Ontrop getting it back, missed it, got her own rebound and scored. Maya Ontrop with her first basket of the evening, and that makes it 18-7 now, Fort Recovery by 11. Right side to Mara Pearson, back out top to Allie Vaughn, drives in the lane, stops, feeds back over to Mara Pearson to Kiki Wendell. Kiki backs up between the circles, right side to Allie Vaughn. Mara Pearson gets it back again, top of the key, left side to Kiki. Kiera dribbling now to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn tries to go in the lane, ball's loose, picked up by Mara Pearson. Here's Kiki Wendell, left side to Paige Fortkamp, three-point shot, yes! There's her first three of the night. That's usually a pretty good shot for her. Paige Fortkamp makes it 21-7. And the ball is stolen by Fort Recovery on the full court press. Allie Vaughn with it here. She'll hand off to Mara Pearson. Kiki Wendell with it. Goes out to the center circle. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Mara Pearson now with it. Kiki, right side to Paige Fortkamp. Out to Mara Pearson. Kiki Wendell dribbling in, right side to Paige Fortkamp, into Hope Wendell. Almost lost it, but got it back. Back to Fortkamp, now to Kiki. Wendell will go back to Fortkamp on the right wing. Back out top to Kiki Wendell. Mara Pearson to Hope Wendell. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Pops the 15-footer and got it. Dribble just inside the three-point line and heaved the shot up and made it. And Kiki's having a great night here with 10 points on the evening already. We're at 4:41 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery leading 23-7. Ball's loose, saved by Allie Vaughn. Heaves it over to Kiera Wendell. Kiera comes down across the timeline. Right side it goes. Shots up by Mara Pearson, no good. They're going to say a foul before the shot. So it will be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. We do remind you that our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service have the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, kind of unusual not seeing the Vaughn girls playing on St. Henry, but they graduated last year. Those triplets were something else. Very fine athletes, loved basketball and volleyball. Here's a shot from the left side, no good by Paige Fortkamp. We have a foul called on St. Henry. That is going to be called on Maya Ontrop, and going to the free throw line will be Kiki Wendell to maybe pick up her 12th point of the night. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and the first one's no good off the back of the rim. Makes her two out of three now from the line this evening. She'll have one more here. 4 minutes, 17 seconds left to go in the first half of play. This one's up and good this time. And it's 24-7. Fort Recovery on top by 17. St. Henry with the ball being pressed by Fort Recovery. And a long pass is tipped out of bounds by Hope Wendell. St. Henry will keep possession. Claire Wendell will toss it in here for the Lady Redskins. Going out of the game is Lydia Whirling, who was in there for just a little bit, and I believe Cameron Ehlers coming in. With the ball, there's Jalen Everman. Passing on the left side to Claire Wendell. To Cameron Ehlers. Ehlers looking for a teammate, dribbles, passes on the left to Claire Wendell. On the wing it goes to Jalen Everman, dribbling the ball. Now back outside, three-point shot is no good. Rebound chased down by Claire Wendell. Wendell with the basketball. Feeds left wing, gets it back. Over on the right wing it goes, down to Claire Wendell low. Dumps it off to Ontrop, up and in. Give Claire Wendell the assist. Maya Ontrop got the easy basket inside, making it 24-9. Lady Indians on top here by 15. Brenna Homan around the horn. It goes now. They tried to get it into Hope Wendell. Allie Vaughn got it back. Feeds back outside to Brenna Homan, right to Hope Wendell. Lady Indians whipping the ball around very briskly here. Outside to Kiki. Over on the right to Hope Wendell. Hope will cross court pass to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will pop the shot on the fade and got it. Nice shot by Kiki Wendell. She's having an outstanding game tonight. That gives her 13 on the night. And here's Kiki stealing the ball away. Kiki will bring it down to Paige Fortkamp on the right. There's Brenna Homan on the wing. Brenna brings it back out top. Feeding to Allie Vaughn. On the left side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Kiara dribbling the basketball to Brenna Homan. Brenna feeds to Paige Fortkamp on the right wing. Inside to Allie Vaughn. Open and missed the shot. Rebound Hope Wendell, and she got it. Hope Wendell with her second basket this evening. And it's 28-9. St. Henry with the ball being pressed by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery is wearing the Lady Redskins out with this press. Left side, there's a shot up, and it's no good. Rebound back up and in. Getting the rebound of the missed shot there was Lauren Beike. And that's her first basket of the evening. Into Paige Fortkamp for Fort Recovery, and we've got traveling called on Paige as she tried to pass the ball off. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Coming in for St. Henry is Riley Boehner. Riley Boehmer. 28-11, St. Henry down by 17. Claire Wendell with the ball across the timeline. On the left it goes to Boehmer. Around the horn, right side it goes to Lauren Beike. Back out top, down low, tipped away and stolen by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will come up, feeds right side to Kiara Wendell. Stops, back out to Brenna Homan. Had the three-pointer, but she decided not to take it. Right side to Kiara Wendell. She'll dribble in. Ten-footer is no good this time. Rolls out of there. Rebound comes down to St. Henry's. Rosa Stuckey. With the basketball there is Lauren Beike. She'll feed off to Riley Boehmer. On the right wing, down low. Back outside. Claire Wendell with it out near the center circle. Will dribble. Now feed it off to Riley Boehmer. And here's a steal by Allie Vaughn. Comes down, pops, and she misses the shot, but she's fouled on the play by Lauren Beike. Allie Vaughn will go to the line for two shots. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard and available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. That's Artsway. Free throw's no good by Allie. That was her first free throw of the evening. She will have one more here. 53 seconds remain on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. This is good. Rattles it home. Again, you won't be able to hear the Fort Recovery games tomorrow or Saturday on the radio. They will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's FortRecoveryRadio.com. St. Henry has a ball knocked away by Grace Guggenbiller, who just came in there, but the Lady Redskins got it back. Claire Wendell with it. She'll dribble to the left wing. Now tries to pass inside, and it's stolen by Kiki Wendell. Kiera comes down, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Claire Wendell of St. Henry. Claire will bring it up across the timeline. Hands off. Seifring with it. Back on the right side it goes. That's Riley Boehmer. Boehmer dribbling. Now passing on to Cameron Ehlers. Ehlers dumps it off. Gets it back in the corner. Back outside to Riley Boehmer. Boehmer will pass over here to Miranda Seifring. Goes inside and the shot's up and no good at the horn. And the first half comes to a close. Fort Recovery leading 29-11 over the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Again, St. Henry comes in with a 2-10 record. Fort Recovery is at 11-4. Lady Indians have an outside shot at the conference to tie for the conference. Minster is leading the way right now with an undefeated season in the conference. They are playing Marion Local tonight, who has only one loss in the conference. So that is a very big game there. And Fort Recovery is next. They have two losses. There are a few teams with just two losses on the year so far. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Lady Indians leading the Lady Redskins 29-11 at the half. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio on a Thursday night, the 21st day of January here in 2021. Rob Weaver here. Our studio producer is Eric Catterly at the radio station. Again, FortRecoveryRadio.com. We have Owen Moorman and Neil Spencer. And again, we're also on pay-per-view tonight as well, for those of you who are watching on pay-per-view. Fort Recovery leads 29-11 at the half. Lady Indians led 16-5 at the end of the first quarter. And they expanded that lead to 18 points here at halftime, 29-11. Fort Recovery is led by Kiera Wendell, who has 13 points on the night. She has 5 two-point baskets and 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 13 points. Paige Fortkamp has 7 on a 3-point basket, a 2, and 2 out of 2 at the line for her 7. Hope Wendell with 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. Allie Vaughn with 3 on a 2-point basket and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. For the St. Henry Lady Redskins, they have 4 points out of Maya Antrop on 2 two-point goals. 3 points from Jalen Everman on a 3-point goal. 2 points for Lauren Beike on a 2-point goal. And 2 points for Claire Wendell on a 2-point goal. And that's all the scoring for St. Henry. Again, a total of 11 points. In the reserve game tonight, it was Fort Recovery winning that over St. Henry. It was a low-scoring struggle. They only played 2 quarters because St. Henry has low numbers at the JV level, so they just played 2 quarters tonight. Fort Recovery led 3-0 at the first quarter, and they won the half 10-7. Fort Recovery was led by Kenzie Garkey with 5. She had 2 two-point goals and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. Mara Pearson had 3 points on a 2-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And Sage Luthold had 2 points on a 2-point basket. Fort Recovery again with 10 points, beating St. Henry 10-7. Next week in conference play, it's Fort Recovery and Coldwater. The girls' game on Thursday will be at Coldwater, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio on Thursday night. And the boys' game will be the next night at home against the Coldwater Cavaliers. We will not be having that game on the radio. Of course, we do remind you that you can hear all the Fort Recovery games on FortRecoveryRadio.com, boys or girls. We try to do as many as we can, of course, for you here on the radio, but we just can't get to them all. And we wish the Lady Indians and the boys team the best next weekend. And, of course, the boys team good luck this weekend as they tangle with St. Henry at St. Henry tomorrow night. And, again, will be at Fort Loramie on Saturday night. Again, both those games on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
I'm getting my turkey sliders ready for my Super Bowl party.
Mind if I try one of your turkey sliders?
Go ahead.
Mmm, this turkey slider is delicious. What's all on it?
Cooper Farms turkey meat, of course, a slice of cheese, and Dijon mustard.
Well, Mark, I'll see you later. I gotta run to Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery to get myself some Cooper Farms turkey and other ingredients to make turkey sliders. Enjoy the big game.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Fortsight Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. I meant to mention that Whitley Rammel, one of the starters for the Lady Indians, not playing again tonight due to a foot injury that she had. And in fact, as we talked with head coach Holly Gann, she indicated that Whitley may not play again until tournament time. It just will depend if the Lady Indians have a shot at tying for the conference championship, they will allow her to play. But if not, they're not going to risk it and will save her back until tournament time. So we may have seen the last of Whitley Rammel until tournament play. And, of course, we'll be following the Lady Indians in their tournament games right here on WPGW and, of course, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game with St. Henry. Dr. Banner's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates. Again, Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Dr. Banner would love to be your family's dentist. Again, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, and Dr. Tom Banner is accepting new patients. Once again at halftime, Fort Recovery led by Kiera Wendell with 13 points, 7 for Paige Fortkamp, 4 for Hope Wendell, and 3 for Allie Vaughn. Again, St. Henry's led by Maya Antrop with 4, Jalen Everman with 3, and 2 apiece for Lauren Beike and Claire Wendell. So set to go here. St. Henry's going to have the ball to start the third quarter of play. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Claire Wendell on the left side. Back over on the right it goes to Jalen Everman. Back out top to Claire Wendell. Went through her hands. Goes back and picks it up on the backcourt, and that's over and back. So the ball will go to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Kiki Wendell out front, right side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige will pass to Brenna Holman, top of the key, on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks for a teammate, goes down to Kiki Wendell, left corner, back out top. St. Henry in a zone defense here against the Lady Indians. Right side to Paige Fortkamp, into Allie Vaughn, back out to Brenna Holman. Brenna will pass to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Allie Vaughn into Hope Wendell. Hope turnaround, shot's no good. Might have been partially blocked. And St. Henry with the basketball. Claire Wendell will pass off to Jalen Everman. Now there's Miranda Seifering. She'll bring it back out top in the center circle. Double teamed. Gets it off to Maya Antrop on the left. Now down low. Back outside it goes again to Jalen Everman. Around the horn on the right to Seifering. Down low, up, and no good on the play was Rosa Stuckey. Rebound Fort Recovery. Left corner to Brenna Holman. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Tries to drive all the way to the hole, and she is fouled on the drive. So it will be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. First foul in the half on St. Henry. First 6:31 remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. If you want to check out, here's Hope Wendell inside, and she scores her sixth point of the evening. Want to check out all the job opportunities at Cooper Farms, and they have a lot of them. Go to cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. That's cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Claire Wendell on the left side, back out top to Maya Antra. Seifering will try to pass on the right wing to St. Henry's Jalen Everman, and it went through Jalen's hands and out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will get the inbounds pass from Allie Vaughn here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell on the left to Brenna Holman. Back out to Kiki. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. In the lane to Holman. Right side to Hope Wendell. She'll score. Hope got a three-point basket. That gives her 9 points on the evening. Pretty sure they called that a three. Maybe not. And ball is loose. picked up by St. Henry, and we have traveling called on the Lady Redskins. Must have just called that a two-point basket, making the score 33-11. Inside to Brenna Homan, right side to Hope Wendell. Kiki Wendell gets it back, falls down, passes over to Paige Fortkamp, wide open, and cranks a three. Defender fell down there, leaving Paige Fortkamp wide open, and she puts it in for her second three of the evening. It's now 36-11. There's a ball tapped away by Allie Vaughn, but she can't catch up with it. So it'll be given to the St. Henry Lady Redskins. After this game, we'll have IU basketball tonight, IU and Iowa. Pregame starts at 8 o'clock with the game to tip off about 9 o'clock tonight. Hope Wendell will go out of the game, and Grace Guggenbiller will report in. 4:44 remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Claire Wendell for St. Henry on the left side. Back out to Claire. Back on the right. Inside by St. Henry's Rosa Stuckey, and she missed it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Apparently last touch by Stuckey. So Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Again, St. Henry 2-10 on the year. Fort Recovery 11-4, and that discrepancy in the records is also showing up on the scoreboard tonight as Fort Recovery leads in the Cooper Farms third quarter, 36-11. Outside to Kiki Wendell. Dribbling the ball against the zone. Passes off on the left. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace can be a zone breaker. She can hit that three-point shot. Outside to Kiki Wendell. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Down low to Brenna Homan. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Around the horn again, over to the right to Grace Guggenbiller in the corner. Doesn't shoot. Feeds in. The pass came in to Brenna Homan. She passed it off to Allie Vaughn. And Allie missed the in-close shot. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Claire Wendell will bring it across the timeline. Passing on the right side to Cameron Ehlers, who's in the game now. On the left, there's Lauren Beike to Ehlers. Right side it goes to Seifring. Down in the corner to Claire Wendell. Wendell dribbles, feeds off to Ontrop, scores. Maya Ontrop gets her third basket of the evening, giving her 6 points. It's 36-13. Maya is the leading scorer for St. Henry. Here's a nice inside move up and in around Ontrop by Allie Vaughn. It gives her a total of 5 points on the evening. And it's now 38-13. Inside to Ontrop, missed the shot. Foul's called on Allie Vaughn. You know, would you like to sell your corn? Well, check with your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Maya Ontrop at the free throw line. Puts it up and good. 7 points now for Maya. She'll have one more here. 3:05 remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It's 38-14. Claire Wendell will take a well-deserved rest. She's been the workhorse on this team here this evening. This is up and good by Maya Ontrop, and she will go out of the game as Rosa Stuckey comes back in. Fort Recovery with the ball. Lady Indians leading by 23 points, 38-15. Left side, Hope Wendell. On the wing, there is Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Hope Wendell. Here's Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. On the left to Paige Fortkamp. Back out top to Hope Wendell. Here's Kiki. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Out top, Kiki Wendell. Paige Fortkamp, left wing, Damara Pearson goes inside, or tried to Grace Guggenbiller. And St. Henry broke it up. I think that was Rosa Stuckey getting her hand on the ball. And here's the ball loose. And St. Henry grabs it in the backcourt. It was touched by Mara Pearson. Now over to Jalen Everman, who will bring it across the timeline. Everman goes left. Feeds off now to Lauren Beike. Lauren Beike with the basketball. There's Miranda Seifring. Right side again to Cameron Ehlers. Cameron dribbles back out between the circles. Moves her way to the left. Stops. Feeds out to Lauren Beike down low to Seifring, firing and missing. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Seifring missed about a 15-footer on the right baseline. Here comes Guggenbiller, stopping, triple teamed. Ball's stolen away, ripped out of her hands by Lauren Beike, and St. Henry gets the steal. Left side to Lauren Beike, dribbling, stopping, and it's tipped out of bounds. No, they say she just lost it. Lauren Beike lost the dribble, went out of bounds. Foot Recovery has the ball with 1:37 to go in the Cooper Farms. Third quarter of play. Don't forget, they offer a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery with the ball on the perimeter. On the right side it goes over here. I think that might be Alexis Wendell in there. I don't have her on my program. Brenna Holman inside to Hope Wendell. Ball's tipped. And St. Henry comes up with the loose basketball. Inside, back outside. Right side it goes to Miranda Seifring. Miranda dribbles the ball, now goes to the baseline, stops, is tipped away by Mara Pearson, but she got it back. Seifring looking for help, dumps it off, and it's stolen by Hope Wendell. Hope gives to Mara Pearson. Underneath, and shot to, well, the pass goes off to Hope Wendell, and she scores. 10 points for Hope Wendell. St. Henry with the ball down to 28 seconds on the Cooper Farms third quarter. Outside three-point shots doesn't go. Missed that was Everman. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Here is Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn, right side to Brenna Holman, and it's out of bounds. They say last touch by St. Henry.
Lydia Whirling back in for St. Henry.
Lydia Whirling coming in for St. Henry. Miranda Seifring will take a brief rest. Brenna Holman will toss it in. Goes underneath to Hope Wendell. She scores, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Hope Wendell's having a nice game tonight.
Team second. 42-15.
Hope Wendell puts it up, and it is good. She has 13 points on the night now. 6 2-point baskets and a free throw. St. Henry with the ball. Down to 3 seconds. Got to shoot. They don't get it off. Time runs out. Brenna Holman knocked it away from Everman. And St. Henry was not aware of how much time there was left in the game. And they just didn't get a shot off. So we have completed the third quarter of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the score 43-15, Fort Recovery leading as we start the fourth quarter of play. Inside to Allie Vaughn, right side to Kiki Wendell. 3-point shot is missed. Rebound comes to Maya Antrop. Across the timeline is Claire Wendell for St. Henry. Gives to Maya Antrop. Back out to Lydia Whirling. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Maya Ontrop fires it up and got it. It gives her a total of 10 points on the evening, leading the Lady Redskins in scoring. Left side, Grace Guggenbiller back out to Kiki Wendell. Indians working the ball around the perimeter against the zone defense of St. Henry. Paige Fortkamp on the left, inside to Allie Vaughn, stuck underneath there, gets it out to Brenna Homan. Homan drives in, puts it up and no good, and she draws the foul. She'll be at the line with two shots. Brenna has yet to score this evening, so this will give her a chance to get in the scoring column. Again, a reminder, the Fort Recovery boys games tomorrow at St. Henry and on Saturday at Fort Loramie will not be on the radio. As you can hear the games on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We just had all kinds of changes in our schedule because of games being postponed and other games being rescheduled on top of games we had planned to do. Brenna Homan puts it up and in. St. Henry wouldn't let us come tomorrow night because they said they could only have one radio station there. So one thing after another is happening this year. It's been a strange year, that's for sure. Claire Wendell will drive on the right side. 45-17 as Brenna Homan hit the free throws for Fort Recovery. Ball's tipped by Paige Fortkamp, and it's going to go off of Paige, out of bounds. Inbounds pass comes to Maya Ontrop. She'll feed over here to Cameron Ehlers. Right side, here's a drive up and no good. Rebound on the deck, and we've got a foul called on, I think, Allie Vaughn, I think, is going to be nailed for the foul. No, they say St. Henry. Ouch. Lydia Werling gets nailed for the foul. Fouling Allie Vaughn. So Fort Recovery gets the basketball. 6 minutes to go in the game. Lady Indians on top here, 45-17. Out top to Brenna Homan, on the left to Paige Fortkamp, in the corner to Kiki Wendell. Here's a drive and up and good by Allie Vaughn. That gives her 7 points on the evening. And the score is now 47-17. Inside, Maya Ontrop up no good. Rebound, Maya Ontrop. Right side to Seifring. She'll fire up and no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Left side to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbling the ball. Around the horn to Grace Guggenbiller. Back on the left to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes down to Allie Vaughn, drives and misses. A little short on the shot. Rebound comes to Miranda Seifring of St. Henry. Lady Redskins inside to Maya Ontrop, puts it up and got it. Maya Ontrop having a nice game for St. Henry as she has a total of, gives her 12 points on the night now. Ball's inside, tipped away by St. Henry. Fort Recovery getting a little sloppy here, 47-19. Fort Recovery with a huge lead in this game. Miranda Seifring drives to the hole, puts it up no good, and she is fouled as she was headed to the rim, and we call that on Allie Vaughn. So Miranda Seifring steps up there. She has yet to score this evening. And now she has scored. Got the first free throw. This one's up and also good. Those both look very nice. I'd say she needs to shoot some more. Fort Recovery with the ball out top to Mara Pearson, on the left side to Alexis Wendell. Around the horn it goes to Brenna Homan. Back out top to Alexis. Right side to Brenna Homan. Out top to Kiki Wendell. Left side to Mara Pearson. Kiki will pass down to Alexis Wendell in the left corner. Back outside to Mara Pearson, to Brenna Holman. Right wing, there's Kiki. Passing behind the defense to Alexis Wendell, and she scores. Alexis Wendell scoring her first basket of the evening. And the score is now 49-21. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Claire Wendell's going to toss it in here. Fort Recovery has excellent balance tonight. 13 for Hope Wendell, 13 for Kiara Wendell, 10 for Paige Fort Camp, 9 for Allie Vaughn. Superb balance for the Lady Indians. St. Henry with the ball. Inside pass is almost knocked away. They say it was last touched by the Lady Indians as it went out of bounds across the way. So it'll be given to the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Out front to Miranda Seifring. Right side it goes. There's Everman. Everman dribbling the basketball. Jalen Everman. And the ball is thrown away. Everman passed over to Lydia Whirling, and then Whirling passed back to Everman and threw it over Everman's head out of bounds. Paige Fortcamp, Kiara Wendell, Brenna Holman all go out probably for the last time. So St. Henry with the ball. Inside to Maya Ontrup, right side to Everman, firing a three and got it. Jalen Everman gets her second three of the evening to make it 49-24. Down to 3:12 to go in the fourth and final quarter of play here. Fort Recovery is going to win another conference game tonight. Their overall record is going to improve to 12-4 on the year. Inside to Hope Wendell, and she's fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line as Jalen Everman called for the foul. Hope Wendell, who already has 13 points, will have a chance for two more. This might be Hope's top of the year here with this game. Her season high. It's good on the first free throw. She has her shooting eye on tonight. Kenzie Garkey comes in for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell puts it up and good. Elizabeth Allig comes in for Fort Recovery as well. 51-24, Lady Indians by 27. And here's St. Henry throwing the ball away. Lydia Whirling tried to hit Cameron Ehlers with a pass who was breaking towards the baseline, and it just led her too far. Mara Pearson brings it up for Fort Recovery. Right side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller over on the wing to Alexis Wendell. Back out top to Mara Pearson. Left side, there is Grace Guggenbiller getting an inside pass. Lost it. Picked up by Fort Recovery, and they're going to call traveling on Fort Recovery's Elizabeth Allig. Here comes the inbounds pass coming into St. Henry's Lydia Whirling. 2:22 left to go on the scoreboard clock. This game is all over but the shouting here. Fort Recovery, a dominating performance tonight. They were heavily favored coming in, and they didn't disappoint the Lady Indian fans tonight. And again, excellence balance in the scoring for Fort Recovery. Shot inside is no good, and a foul is going to be called on the ensuing play against against Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller will go out of the game. Garkey gets called for the personal foul, number one on her. St. Henry with the ball. Right side, Mara Pearson knocks it out of bounds. Pass was intended there for Lauren Beike, and Mara tipped it out of bounds. Mara's only a freshman for Fort Recovery. She's going to have three more excellent years. They're going to count on her a lot next year when all these seniors graduate this year for Fort Recovery. Our seniors are Brenna Homan, Paige Fortkamp, Kiera Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell as the ball's tipped out of bounds off of St. Henry, so Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Mara Pearson brings it up. Passing right side. Alexis Wendell with it there. Back out top it goes to Elizabeth Allig. Right side to Alexis Wendell. Dribbles back out to Allig. Passing inside. Garkey with it. There's going to be a jump ball call. Goes to St. Henry on the alternating possession. Down to a minute and a half to go in the game. Again, we'll be joining IU basketball coming up here. IU in Iowa tonight. Oh, there's a nice play up and in by Lauren Beike. Excellent pass there for St. Henry. 51-26. Alexis Wendell into Mara Pearson. Back outside it goes. Shots fired up. It's no good. Rebound comes down. And St. Henry ends up with the basketball here. And there's traveling called on St. Henry's Cameron Ehlers. All reserves in the lineup now. The only one in there that plays any kind of minutes for the varsity at the moment is Mara Pearson. There's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Here come the Lady Redskins. And the ball's tipped out of bounds by Mara Pearson. Dribbling the ball there for St. Henry was Riley Boehmer. And she had the ball knocked out of bounds by Pearson. 40 seconds remaining. St. Henry gets the ball in play. They're having trouble, though. And it's stolen by Fort Recovery. Stolen by Fort Recovery's Elizabeth Allig. Left side. Back outside it goes to Garkey. Here's a shot up and no good by the Lady Indians. Rebound comes down to Alexis Wendell. Inside up and no good. Inside up and no good. And a foul's called on St. Henry. Elizabeth Allig will go to the free throw line. Allig shooting two. 21 seconds left in the game. First free throw is no good. Stay tuned. We'll talk real quickly to the Fort Recovery head coach, Holly Gann, after the game here. This is up and good this time. So Elizabeth Allig scores. That might be her first varsity point. She got there. And here is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Alexis Wendell gets called for the personal foul. 16 seconds remaining. And the ball stolen by Fort Recovery by Kenzie Garkey. Garkey will bring it up across the timeline. Looks for a teammate. Goes to the right side to Mara Pearson. Fort Recovery's not going to shoot the ball anymore here. It's over. Fort Recovery defeats the St. Henry Lady Redskins 52-26. Congratulations to Fort Recovery. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery wins 52-26, leading 16-5 at the first quarter, 29-11 at halftime, led 43-15 after three in the final, 52-26. Indians double the score on the Lady Redskins. Fort Recovery was led in scoring this evening, unofficially, by Hope Wendell with 15 points on the night. Way to go, Hope. 13 for Kiara Wendell. 10 points for Paige Fortkamp. 9 for Allie Vaughn. And then chipping in with 2 points, Alexis Wendell, and 2 points for Brenna Homan. And for St. Henry, they were led in scoring by Maya Antrop with 12 points. 6 for Jalen Everman. 4 for Lauren Beike, 2 apiece for Miranda Seifering, and 2 for Claire Wendell. Fort Recovery improves to 12-4 on the year, and St. Henry drops to 2-11 on the year. Joining us is Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians. So your conference record now is, what is it, 5-2?
5-2, yep. So great game by the girls. Again, we just continue to try to work on some new things. So tonight, again, you just saw a bunch of a little bit of anything that we thought we could try to work on. Different group of girls kind of playing, trying to figure out a sub-rotation right now still with without. But can't be upset with any of that. They came out, they played hard. Their intensity level at the full court looked great. Half court, we were able to throw them out of their offense. And obviously, we got the win.
Just doing about everything right tonight. This is the kind of game that you were basically really expecting tonight, and the girls came out and got the job done just like you wanted them to.
Absolutely. I think we knew that in St. Henry, you know, they know they're down. They graduated the Vaughn triplets last year, and that just leaves a big dent in that program for right now. And, you know, next year they're going to come out a little bit bigger and stronger, and every day those guys are getting better just like we are. So this is a great opportunity. We just talked a lot about clear focus. It's not one of those games like, again, we don't care to score a bunch of points. We just want to make sure we're getting the opportunity to get better. So we worked on some things, had some girls doing some different things, worked on some different zone offenses. And like I said, moving forward, Coldwater is going to run a zone. So we just wanted to tighten up some things that we knew we were going to see here in the future.
And you got a lot of young ladies in there at the end, too, that hadn't seen too much varsity play this year. I think that might have been Alexis Wendell's first varsity points of the year. I don't know.
I can't remember. I think she might have had a bucket or two or maybe a free throw, but I think Elizabeth Alec, that was her first varsity point for us this year. She got hit that last free throw for us, and again, hats off to those guys because they're constantly come to practice, do the extra time. They are constantly sitting on the bench. They don't go get concessions. And so those girls, they're doing exactly what they need to do, and they're working hard. And Kinsey, again, all of them have a piece of the puzzle that I find their very morale is always high on the end of the bench, even when I'm not the highest. So they're just a great group of kids. Everybody's working hard, and we're moving in the right direction.
And Hope had her touch tonight. That might be a season high for her with 15 points.
Hope did great. We've talked about Hope before. Hope is just one of those great basketball knowledge kind of kids. You know, she might not be the fastest, but I can tell you right now, she will outthink anybody, and she knows how to use her body. You could tell there, her body positioning. She had those girls be exactly where they're supposed to be. Tons of dumps. She's just always right in great position to be able to get that little dump. And then obviously she finishes strong, not only inside the basket, but also at the free throw line.
Well, hey, congratulations again. Coldwater is next.
Yep.
Tell us about the Cavs.
Well, we got in the MAC contest, yes, Coldwater is definitely next. And then we got Monday, Trotwood Madison.
Right.
So that's another home game here. But, yep, MAC vision is definitely Coldwater, and that's going to be away there at Coldwater. So that'd actually be my first time going to Coldwater.
Really?
Besides playing in it.
Yeah.
So I haven't ever been in the gym to coach it. So that will be a first for me.
Well, let's get a win.
Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Hey, Holly, thanks much. And we'll be back on Monday for that game. So we'll see you Monday night.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Again, the Lady Indians win tonight as they defeat the St. Henry Lady Redskins 52-26. Again, congratulations to Hope Wendell with 15. Kiara Wendell with 13 points. Paige Fortkamp, 10 and 9 for Allie Vaughn. Those were your leading scores for Lady Indians. Again, a nice game for Maya Ontrop for St. Henry tonight. She ended up with 12 points on the evening. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Eric Hatterley at the radio station, also Owen Mormon and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody. Our next Fort Recovery broadcast, again, will be Monday night when we'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse to bring you the game between Fort Recovery and Madison on Monday night. And that will be a varsity game only, so that'll be a 6 o'clock start time on Monday night. So we'll have the game for you here on the radio on Monday. So congratulations, Lady Indians. They beat St. Henry 52-26. Stay tuned for IU basketball.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. WPGW-AM and FM, Portland.